The 2011 Jacob Bolotin Awards by James Gashel. Reprinted from the Braille Monitor, August-September 2011. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Jim Gashel presents the 2011 Jacob Bolotin Awards. From left to right, the award winners are Jerry Mundin, Edward Bell, Kerry Cipollo, and Les Stocker. From the editor, on Friday, July 8, Jim Gashel, Secretary of the National Federation of the Blind and Chair of its Bolotin Award Selection Committee, made the 2011 Bolotin Award presentations. The Bolotin Awards are given each year in memory of Dr. Jacob Bolotin, a blind physician who worked in Chicago in the first decades of the 20th century.
This afternoon is my privilege and my honor on behalf of the National Federation of the Blind to present the 2011 Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards to four recipients who have each distinguished themselves as leaders of excellence in the field of services to the blind in the United States. As the first person born blind and then to practice medicine, it would really be an understatement to say that Dr. Jacob Bolotin was a pioneer. Because that is exactly what he was, and that's why we remember him today. Now, as chairman of the Bolotin Award Committee, I can tell you that we work real hard to find recipients and potential recipients who demonstrate pioneering spirit, pioneering vision in their programs and their activities, along with inventiveness and creativity. Because these are the principal factors that give continuing life to the legacy of Dr. Jacob Bolotin. According to our published criteria, the Bolotin Award may be conferred upon blind individuals, sighted individuals, or upon organizations. However, regardless of whether we're talking about an individual or an organization, the entity must have demonstrated a record of performance or service to advance opportunities for the blind consistent with the test of excellence, which I have mentioned. Funding for the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards are made possible through the Alfred and Rosalind Perelman Trust, which was made possible through a bequest to the Santa Barbara Foundation and to the National Federation of the Blind by Dr. Bolotin's niece, Rosalind Perelman. This year, we are awarding a total of $50,000 going to two individuals and two organizations. Each award includes an amount of money, which I will specify in the case of each award, and also includes a commemorative plaque with a medallion suspended above the plaque, and I'll describe that now. Here's the text that appears on the plaque. Presented to, name of recipient, by the National Federation of the Blind and the Santa Barbara Foundation, July 2011. And now for the medallion, there's actually text on both sides of the medallion. The text on the obverse side reads, the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award, and then immediately below that is the logo of the National Federation of the Blind, and below the logo it says, celebrating achievement, creating opportunity. And on the reverse side of the medallion, there's a bust of Dr. Bolotin, but then also on the left and right of the bust, the years of his birth and death, 1888-1924. His name is at the top, and below that it says, celebrating his life, the Alfred and Rosalind Perelman Trust. Now for the 2011 Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards. For our first recipient, representing the category of sighted individuals whose demonstrated performance and continuing service merit the Dr. Jacob Balaton Award, we've selected an award winner who will be known to anyone with blindness and diabetes, and that is Jerry Munden, for an award of $10,000. Now, he deserves it. This award is given in recognition of Jerry Munden's pioneering work, responding to the needs of blind diabetics with accessible blood glucose monitoring technology. Jerry Munden first became known to the National Federation of the Blind as Vice President of Business Development at Prodigy Diabetes Care in Charlotte, North Carolina. Several years ago at the convention of the National Federation of the Blind, we passed a resolution calling upon glucose monitoring manufacturers to make their devices accessible for independent use by blind diabetics. Now, Jerry Munden heard our voice, but he did more than that. He made our cause his cause. And Prodigy Diabetes Care led the way in creating the world's first accessible technology for use by diabetics. The product, known as Prodigy Voice, first came on the market in 2008, and it is a fully accessible blood glucose monitoring technology. Jerry has done more than that throughout his association with the National Federation of the Blind. But when you think of independence, when you think of self-management, and when you think of dignity, think of Jerry Munden. Here to receive the award is Jerry Munden.
I was really quite honored and humbled when I got a call from Jim Gashel recently, and he told me of the committee's decision to select me for this prestigious award. And I think my level of humility just went 100 times more than it was. That is very humbling, and I'm very, very grateful for this great award. In my work with Prodigy, I have the privilege of working on a regular basis with over 700 blind association leaders across America. Oftentimes we talk about the needs of the blind and vision impaired, and then we do something about them. I'm privileged to have many friends with the Blinded Veterans Association, and oftentimes they've given their eyesight in fighting for our freedom, and what a privilege it is for me when I'm able to tell them about new accessible products, them and others, about accessible products that will enable them to achieve greater independence. At the NFB convention last year, Dr. Maurer announced NFB Resolution 2010-21, asking manufacturing companies to make products more accessible. Prodigy listened, and we're actively pursuing not only what we talked about now, that was mentioned by Jim, with the voice meter, but other new accessible products that we're working on quickly as well. One of them being a product that we're working with an associated company, the Voice RX, which will enable the distribution of a talking pill bottle at no extra cost to people that get their mail order pharmacy products filled with Voice RX. I'm blessed to have work that I'm passionate about, which allows me to make many new friends and bring new accessible products to market. To receive this prestigious award and to continue in the footsteps of Dr. Balaton is an honor indeed. Again, I'm very grateful to receive this award, and As always, I'm here to help. Thank you very much.
All right. Stay here.
And Jerry, here's your plaque. Your check is in the mail. And thank you very much, Jerry. If you'd stay around after, we'll come back up for recognition at the end. Now for our second recipient, representing the blind individual category, we recognize Dr. Carrie Sapallo. With an award of $10,000. Dr. Sapallo is a member of a very small and select club of professional blind chemists. He's also a member of the National Federation of the Blind. Now, while neither of these achievements would be enough to win him the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award in and of themselves, there are other things about Dr. Sapallo that would. Rather than simply being satisfied with conducting his experiments with the assistance of sighted students, Carrie Sapallo decided to develop the tools needed in chemistry to do his own measurements without having sight. Having done that, he won a National Science Foundation Award to further develop his measurement tools and to field test them in 11 public high schools and 5 schools for the blind, widely dispersed throughout the United States. Based on Dr. Sapallo's research and his experience with these measurement tools, his research found that using these tools makes independent laboratory participation more possible for blind students, gives them a more positive view of scientific study, and makes them more likely to pursue careers in science. Well, when you think of inventiveness, creativity, pioneering spirit, pioneering vision, not to mention giving back, think of our blind chemist, Dr. Carrie Sapallo. And here to receive the award is Carrie Sapallo.
Thank you, Jim. Access to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, courses is a priority of the blind. We need to empower the blind in these technical fields. Through the work of the Independent Laboratory Access for the Blind, or iLab project, at Penn State University, we successfully developed and field tested what we call the JAWS Logger Pro interface, thus making all science probes, more than 200 different types, sold and distributed by Vanir Software and Technology, now independent science, accessible to the blind. It is the mission of iLab and independent science to develop scientific instrumentation that is fully accessible to empower all blind persons in science laboratory classes. We field tested these tools in more than 15 science classrooms across the United States, as Jim just said, and the course content consisted of chemistry, physics, biology, and even earth science courses. Through this effort, we are empowering blind students as well as science teachers to allow full integration of the blind into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, thus increasing their interest in STEM professions. Thank you very much.
Now, I'm going to give you your award here, All right. Don't go anywhere.
Sure.
All right, Dr. Cipolla, thank you very much. And here's your plaque. The check will be in the mail. All right, very good. I think these award winners are just wonderful. For our third recipient, representing the organizational program category, a program of excellence, we recognize for the Dr. Jacob Balotin Award this year, the Braille Challenge with an award of $10,000. Starting in 2000 as a Braille outreach program of somewhat modest size, if anything is of modest size in Southern California, the Braille Challenge has quickly grown to attract blind youth participants from all over the United States and Canada, building on the experience and sharing the values with the NFB's Braille Readers Are Leaders program. Participants in the Braille Challenge compete at five different levels, beginning with the apprentice for the first and second graders, going on to the juniors and sophomores, and to the junior varsity, and finally the varsity level at high school age for high school age students. The skills tested include reading comprehension, Braille speed reading and accuracy, Braille writing, proofreading, spelling, and reading charts and graphs. The competition begins at the regional level and ends up at the Braille Institute in Los Angeles. And we have many, many glowing accounts of what the experiences at all of these levels have meant to the blind students. Many, many from all over the country, and many of them from members of the National Federation of the Blind. And they're really too numerous to mention here, so I won't, and the time wouldn't permit me. But what I do want to say is, when you think of creative programs of pioneering vision to promote Braille education for blind youth, think of the Braille Challenge. And here to accept the award is Les Stalker, Executive Director of the Braille Institute of America from Los Angeles.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Mr. Gashel, Dr. Maurer, NFB leadership, and delegates. It is a distinct honor to receive this award, or to receive it on behalf of countless people who make this program possible and organizations that have joined with us, including the NFB. This year we had 34 regional challenges around North America, all produced by separate organizations that have become a huge team. Thinking of the baseball story we were just listening to, I'm reminded of the sagacity of Casey Stengel, who defined once management as getting rewards for other people's home runs. So that's kind of what I do at Braille Institute as its president. I get to receive the awards from the work of all these other people. The Braille Challenge continues to grow. This year we attracted contestants, almost 1,600 in number, from 36 states and three Canadian provinces. And we're especially appreciative of the partnership with technology, specifically Freedom Scientific, providing some really cool prizes for the winners, because it points to technology as being associated with Braille, not Braille looking backward, but Braille looking forward. Braille literacy is the key to technology. And I believe that Braille literacy, or literacy, whether sighted or blind, is the key to the future for any child growing up in America. We are especially appreciative of the partnership that we have with NFB to not only promoting Braille literacy, but helping make it happen. It's a point of action. Again, we only have seconds. There are lots of things coming out of the knowledge that's being generated. But again, we're so very appreciative. And on behalf of so many, many, many children, families, and others, I thank you very, very much.
Okay, now, and Les, here's your plaque. As I told the others, the check will be in the mail. Thank you very much. But we're not the government. We will send the check. Now for our fourth and final award. Now, if you've done the math, we started with $50,000, didn't we? We've given away $30,000, right? This is the final award, an award of $20,000. And chosen to receive it is the Professional Development and Research Institute at Louisiana Tech University. Now, remember only a few years ago when having normal sight was considered essential to receive professional certification to teach the blind. And blind people were systematically excluded from the profession, the rewarding profession, I should say, of serving the blind. Remember when all of the research done to understand and document the problems of the blind and to develop solutions that would advance the blind. Remember when all the researchers were sighted researchers? Remember when the number of certified blind orientation and mobility instructors in the United States was zero because the certification system withheld its approval from blind people. Now, they said they didn't discriminate against the blind, but they did say that you had to be able to observe students from a considerable distance in order to teach them. But there was no discrimination. You just had to be able to see, that was all. And the problem was that the blind couldn't see. It wasn't discrimination. Well, all of this has been documented in our history. But that was until the Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness came into being to tear down the barriers of ignorance and discrimination and to throw open the doors of opportunity forever so that blind people can now teach the blind. Finally, go ahead. They deserve it. Finally, there was a graduate program, not just willing to admit blind students, but actually going out and recruiting blind students to participate. Now, in the beginning of its second decade, the Institute administers three master's degree programs. One's an orientation and mobility program, and two in education, curriculum development and education of blind children. None of this vision programs. The Critical Concerns in Blindness book series is one of the best known components of the Institute's research publications, along with the Journal of Blindness Innovation and Research, published in partnership with the National Federation of the Blind. With all of this programming and lots, lots more, at the beginning of its second decade, the Institute has clearly achieved a place of recognition, if not respect, in the field of work with the blind. Today, we bestow on the Institute a place of honor as well. When you think of innovation and tearing down barriers with pioneering spirit and pioneering vision, Think of the Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness. And here to accept the award is Dr. Edward Bell, Executive Director. Dr. Edward Bell, Executive Director, and I would add preeminent leader of the Institute as well. Dr. Bell, here you go. 2 minutes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dr. Maurer, Mr. Gashel, the Balotin Committee, and to all of my Federation family. Thank you very much. This is a distinct privilege and an honor to be given such a prestigious award. On the stage up here with me as well is Dr. Ruby Riles, coordinator of the Teachers of Blind Students Program. Derek Williamson, who helps coordinate the Orientation Mobility Program. Deja Powell, who administers the National Certification in Literary Braille. Natalia Mino, who assists in research and development of assessments. And Diane Sayon, my administrative assistant and right hand, without whom no work would be done. Together, the six of us constitute the staff of the Institute on Blindness, and through continued support of the Louisiana Center for the Blind, we remain the only university program in this country that embodies the spirit and the philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind. And with that spirit and that philosophy, we will continue to move forward and help change what it means to be blind in education and rehabilitation of the blind in this country. And just on a personal note, I need to say hi to my beautiful wife, Maria, and my two beautiful children, Victoria and Samantha, who are at home in Ruston watching us on the internet. What a wonderful system we have here today. There is a lot of work that we have accomplished in the last 10 years, and there's even more to be done. As with the survey, that invitation that you all received this morning, we need your participation. We need to help do the research that helps to tear down those barriers, tear down those walls, helps to better help us to deepen and broaden our understanding of blindness and the discrimination against the blind to help change those processes for the better in this country. We need all of your support, your information, your participation in our research, and most of all, we need your continued support and guidance in the work that we do. Thank you very much to all of you for this honor.
Okay, Dr. Bell.